And you're back with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast, and we've got Dr. Helen Caldicott on the line. Hello, Helen, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Yeah, now, of course, all the mainstream media is from a dead stop, completely full of Ukraine-NATO crisis potential. Now it's moved to World War III. Can you tell me what are the things that people should really be concerned about?
Yes, there are several things. First of all, Putin made some very sane objectives. He wanted Ukraine not to join NATO, and he wanted all the NATO countries had joined NATO since the end of the Cold War. He wanted America to remove its missiles pointing into Russia. James Baker, former Secretary of State, promised Gorbachev when the Cold War ended that NATO would not move one inch to the east, like Lithuania and all the other little countries that had been released by the Soviet Union. However, that's not what happened. America violated its promise, and many, many of these countries joined NATO and spent about $1 billion buying weapons from America's military-industrial complex. And so Putin is aggrieved, and justifiably so, by being very upset by this. It's like Russia moving into Canada and setting up missiles all along the Canadian border with America. And I don't think Americans understand the significance of this. And what happened in the Ukraine, there was a revolution led by America in the Maidan Square massacre, and the democratically elected president of the Ukraine fled to Russia. And a man who was formerly a comedian, Zelensky, was put in as the new president. Now, there are a lot of Nazis in the Ukraine, and they have been since the Second World War. But on the east of the Ukraine, Donetsk and Luhansk, those parts of the country are very Russian-speaking. They didn't want to join the new Ukraine. There was pressure for the Ukraine to join the EU, and in that case, then the Russian-speaking people feared they would lose free healthcare, etc., etc. So what happened was that from Kiev, Zelensky et al. Sent in troops to shoot and kill and disturb the people in Donetsk and Luhansk. And that's what Putin has been upset about. Now, what worries me is that Putin gave a speech recently, and he didn't sound terribly sane, going back 100 years, talking about Lenin, etc., etc. And he has now opened fire in the Ukraine, which is very disturbing when you watch women and children being terrified and buildings exploding, etc. I thought he was just going to take over Donetsk and Luhansk, but he hasn't. And the fear is, not just with me, but with people who know, that there could be a nuclear war. Russia and America have the greatest number of nuclear weapons in the world, each of them about 5,000, many of them on hair trigger alert. In other words, if America thinks it sees missiles coming from Russia, it has a three-minute decision time whether or not to launch its missiles. And the missiles only take 30 minutes to go from where to go bilaterally. So a nuclear war in that sense would be over in about an hour, killing billions of people and inducing over time nuclear winter, which is when, as the cities burn with oil and carbon and the like, huge amounts of toxic black radioactive smoke are injected into the stratosphere, covering the Earth with a cloud so thick it blocks out the sun for up to 10 years, inducing a very severe winter, and crops die, and we would all die in the cold and the dark. So that's the basis of the fear of those who really understand the political situation. Biden, I fear, is an inadequate
So what you're saying man. Is that's the most extreme outcome. You've painted a picture of internal conflicts in Ukraine. So there are local internal players who have got agendas. But America has got form in regards of using other states as cat's paws. So, for example, if you look at what's happening in Yemen, where you've got the Arab Emirates at the US behest, completely violating that country, destroying and killing for a particular political and economic outcome, one assumes, because Yemen was never a threat. So the desire of America and Europe, who are beholden to Russian supplies of fuel, there's something very disturbing about using those issues as a way of diverting people's attention from much more serious issues, which are the environment.
That's true, and much of this is led by the military-industrial organization in America, Lockheed Martin, BAE, and many others. In fact, at the moment, their shares are going through the roof.
Well, surprise, surprise.
And America's got 800 military bases in 80 countries. So it's a very dangerous country which calls itself that it's got American exceptionalism. Yeah, they're exceptional at killing people. And it's not the Department of Defense per se, it's the Department of War, but more, it's the Department of Murder and Killing, because they've killed over a million people since 9/11 in Iraq, etc. It's just obscene. And over half the discretionary budget in America goes to these extraordinarily lethal weapons. What we should be doing at this point in time on the planet's surface is joining together, making friends, working cooperatively to stop global warming and stop the destruction of the environment. But the problem is, that most governments are run by men who are fueled by their testosterone. And, 51% of the population is women. And we should stand up and actually take over, but
which is a good, it's a good message for approaching International Women Working Women's Day, I'll have to say, March the 8th, perfect segue. Issue of, I was really angered really, when the headlines, there was a headline that said Boris Johnson says Russia is a threat to democracy. And I'm thinking, Boris Johnson says Russia is a threat to democracy when they're in the middle of trying to pass the most draconian anti-freedom laws England has ever experienced in the democratic period.
Yeah, well, I mean, Boris Johnson's off his head, really. Unfortunately, we've got men leading countries who really are inappropriate. If only we could have FDR back and Gough Whitlam, we'd be on a better course.
Yeah. Well, it does seem fairly threatening. There is calls for a need for diplomacy. Do you think that diplomacy has any chance?
Yeah, well, if America went now to Putin and said, look, stop bombing. We're not going to allow the Ukraine to join NATO. We are going to remove all those missiles we've placed along your border and do what he required. It's interesting, as I read yesterday, that Yeltsin asked Clinton, could Russia be part of NATO? And they said, no, Russia's too big.
No. I mean, but the reason for why they've got NATO is to create the them and us scenario between them and Russia, right?
Yeah, and new Cold War. So America really is quite obscene and thinks it's the boss of the world, and it's very dangerous because it's all based on weapons build-up and filling the coffers of these huge, huge military corporations making weapons to blow up the world. And we sit by, you know, we're the 51st state of the United States, really, and do whatever they ask us to do or tell us to do. That makes me feel sick, actually. That's why we need Gough back. they got rid of Gough, I think, because he was about to name the CIA operatives at Pine Gap the next day in Parliament. Pine Gap orchestrates nuclear war. We're right in the heart of it. So the problem is that people not being well educated about what's going on through the media, largely as the result of bloody Murdoch, he's the most dangerous man in the world. Even the ABC is intimidated by the Murdoch media. It's very, 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 very serious. And we need people who are humanitarians. We need women, really, to take over, who really understand what's going on.
Okay, well, let's hope there's a brighter future. Thank you very much for talking to me this morning.
And keep your fingers crossed that we don't have a nuclear war, because that's the end of everything. And it's quite possible, I have to tell you, that I've spent my life trying to avert nuclear war, written many books about it, but this is the closest, I think, that we've been for many, many years, and it's terrifying. Terrifying.